Hello, Fiona Ritchie with you. Welcome. Very glad you've joined me for the Thistle and Shamrock. Al Pettaway played the popular tune from the song Shady Grove, derived from an old ballad, Matty Groves, that crossed from the British Isles and settled in the shady groves of the Southern Appalachians, evoking a pipe tune to begin his guitar arrangement. Al took us all the way to the Blue Ridge Mountains in 4.5 minutes, But of course, the song and tune stream proceeded at a more leisurely pace over the generations. It's a familiar theme on the Thistle and Shamrock, and this week we're going to take a listen to the music that Kentucky ballad singer, song collector and Appalachian dulcimer player Jean Ritchie immortalised in these words from her book, Singing Family of the Cumberlands. The old songs were in our heads and hearts like breathing and were handed down through the generations in a living tradition, as if they had been carried along in a migration stream from across the sea. On Thistle, we've often stressed the Scottish and Irish links to American music, and this week, many of the songs we'll play were as common in England or originated there, bearing in mind as we go that, as well as those who chose to leave, 50,000 people were transported from England in the 18th century, usually for very petty crimes. In the New World, they found freedom and independence. On Thistle, we focused a great deal on the Scots-Irish-Appalachian connection, but in the northeastern US, many settlers to New England never made it down south, and neither did their music, sold on broadsheets in the 18th and 19th century in Boston. Wherever they came from and wherever they travelled, songs have survived the passage of time to be, as Ozark traditional singer Jimmy Driftwood said, soaked up through our hides. So we'll hear some great survivors of the song migration from other corners of the British Isles this week, with Bruce Molsky, Tea with the Maggies and Benji Kirkpatrick, and more also from guitarist Al Pettaway. Let's hear The Cuckoo, a song that transformed into a hybrid by borrowing bits of other old songs. Jean Ritchie sings the Kentucky version, Al Pettaway plays the melody, then hear a version learned by Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger from an English gypsy, Queen Caroline Hughes. It's all about The Cuckoo.
Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She brings us glad tidings, and she tells us no lies. She sucks all the pretty flowers to make her voice clear. And she never sings cuckoo till the spring of the year. Come all you young women, take warning by me. Never place your affections on the love of a man. For the roots they will wither, the branches decay. He'll turn his back on you, and he'll walk square away. If you do forsake me, I'll not be forsworn. And they'll all be mistaken if they think that I'll mourn. For I'll get myself up in some higher degree, and I'll walk as light by him as he can by me. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She brings us glad tidings, and she tells us no lies. She sucks all pretty flowers to make her voice clear. And she never sings cuckoo till the spring of the year. Thank you.
lay on my bed, with the pillows, the feathers, all under my head. Neither sleeping nor waking, oh, no rest can I take. But the thought of that young man, he still troubles my mind. I will rise then, I will meet in love, as the evening draws nigh. I will meet him in the evening, as the evening draws nigh. Well, if you think you love a little girl, oh, you're mine for to ease, then why can't you love the old one till the new one comes on? It's like the flowers all in your garden when the beauty's all gone. Can't you see what I'm come to by loving that one? Oh, your grave, he will rot you, he will rot you all away. There's not one young man out of 20, a young man can you trust. So I'll take my week's wages, unto an alehouse I'll go. And it's there I'll sit drinking, till my money's all gone. Here's my wife and little family, all at home starving too. And there's me in this alehouse, oh, a-spending all I am. Oh, the cuckoo, she's called a merry bird. Love, don't she sing as she flies? And she brings us good tidings, and she tells us no lies. And she sucks off small bird's eggs for to keep her voice clear. And every time she hollers cuckoo, don't the summer draw nigh?
The Devil's Interval and The Cuckoo, an English version of the song also sung earlier for us by Kentucky ballad singer and collector Jean Ritchie. Speak of the devil, the version of the song we'll hear next was from Virginia. It reprises an old theme of a child outwitting the devil, common in England, Ireland and Scotland as The False Knight on the Road or Lay the Bent to the Bonnie Broom and many other songs. Then we're going to hear from the wonderful Ian Hardy, who wrote a set of fiddle tunes connecting Scottish and Appalachian music. Cape Fear coming up from Ian Hardy. First, The Devil's Nine Questions from Bruce Smolsky.
Answer my questions nine. Sing 99, 90. Oh, you're not God's, you're one of mine, and you are the weaver's bonnie. Oh, what is whiter than the milk? Sing 99, 90. And what is softer than the silk? And you are the weaver's bonnie. Oh, snow is whiter than the milk. Sing 99, 90. And down is softer than the silk. And I am the weaver's bonnie. Oh, what is higher than a tree? Sing 99, 90. And what is deeper than the sea? And you are the weaver's bonnie. Oh, heaven's higher than a tree. See, 99, 90, and hell is deeper than the sea. And I am the weaver's bonnie. Louder than a horn. Sing 99, 90. And what is sharper than a thorn? And you are the weaver's bonnie. Oh, thunder's louder than a horn. Sing 99, 90. And death is sharper than a thorn. And I am the weaver's bonnie. Than a lamb. Sing 99, 90. And what is meaner than womankind? And you are the weaver's bonnie. A babe's more innocent than a lamb. Sing 99, 90. And the devil's meaner than womankind. And I am the weaver's bonnie. Oh, you have answered my questions 9. Sing 99, 90. And you are God's, you're none of mine. And you are the weaver's bonnie.
Tea with the Maggies, Wedding Dress. The four Irish singers, Trina and Marit Ní Chonaill, Mairead Ní Mhaoine and Moya Brennan singing the cheery Appalachian song. And we heard fiddle music from both sides of the pond, Ian Hardy, and before, Bruce Molsky. So, more music migration as we travel on from Barbara Allen to the Wayfaring Gypsies that have successfully surfed the carrying stream of balladry for generations. More music online too with our 24-hour stream Thistle Radio, and you can listen again also to radio programmes via our website thistleradio.com. All in good time though, much more here on your radio first, so stay with me. This is NPR. Thank you. This is Fiona Ritchie. In our journey through music rooted mostly in the British Isles and Ireland, we often find ourselves following along the boughs and branches of a family tree of songs that reaches also into the shady wooded groves of the Southern Appalachians and other parts of the United States. So the music evolved through an egalitarian process of inclusion, Scots and Irish traditions cross-pollinating with English, Welsh and Scandinavian songs, and in the New World, Native American and African influences, and it all created a tapestry of music. One song subjected to many cultural influences as it crisscrossed the Atlantic and shapeshifted through 198 versions and three tune families is the ballad Barbara Allen. Let's hear an English version from Mary Humphreys and Anna Hata, and then Cassie Franklin with Southern Brew with an American version. We'll have some harp music too from Kim Robertson.
Was in the merry month of May, when small birds they were singing, a young man on his deathbed lay for love of Barbara Allen. He sent his servant to the town, place where she was dwelling, saying, "You must come to me, master dear, if your name be Barbara Allen." Slowly, slowly got she up and came where he was lying. And when she looked on his pale face, said, "Young man, I think you're dying." "Oh, no, I'm not dying yet. One kiss from you will cure me. One kiss from me you will never get. So fare you well, sweet Willie. Then look you over the side of me bed. You'll see me waistcoat hanging. There's my gold watch and me silver chain. Oh, take them, Barbara Allen." And she looked over the side of his bed and saw his waistcoat hanging. "Oh, they'll be mine, but I'll not be thine. So fare you well forever." As she was a-going across the field, she heard the death bell knelling. At every stroke it seemed to say, "Hard-hearted Barbara Allen." And as she was a-going through the town, saw the corpse a-coming. "Oh, put him down, you six young lads, that I might well gaze on him." And the more she gazed, the more she smiled, until she burst out laughing. Her parents cried, for shame, hard-hearted Barbara Allen." "Then, mother, mother, go make my bed. Go red rose, and out of hers a briar, and they grew till they reached the church steeple top, till they got ground no higher, and there they've twined in a true love's knot, the red rose round the briar.
Name was Barbara Allen. 'Twas in the merry month of May, when green buds they were swelling, sweet William on his deathbed lay, for the love of Barbara Allen. He sent a servant to her door, to the place where she was dwelling, saying, "You must come to his deathbed now, if your name be Barbara Allen." So slowly, slowly she got up, and slowly she drew nigh him, and all she said when there she came, "Young man, I think you're dying." When he was dead, laid in the grave, she heard the death bell tolling, and every note did seem to say, "Hard-hearted Barbara Allen." Oh, mother, mother, make my bed, make it long and narrow. Sweet William died for me today, I'll die for him tomorrow. They buried her in the old churchyard. Sweet William was her neighbor, and from his grave grew a red rose, from her grave a green briar. They grew and grew up the old church spire, till they could grow no higher, and there they twined in a true love's knot, the red, red rose and briar.
Cassie Franklin and Southern Brew with Barbara Allen, the American cousin of Barbary Ellen of England, all kin to the Scottish ballad dating back at least to the early 1600s. No ballad illustrates more clearly the song voyage through the centuries, except maybe this one. Originating in Scotland as the Gypsy Laddie, let's hear English, Irish and American versions of the tale of the lady running off with the gypsies, although by the time we get to Skip Gorman's version, the abandoned lord is a cowboy called Clayton Boone.
Came to the door and they sang brisk and bonny, oh, they sang high and they sang low, and downstairs ran the lady, oh. Then she pulled off her new silk gown, and round her shoulders a blanket thrown, round her shoulders a blanket thrown, for to toddle with the draggle-tailed gypsies, oh. And when the old lord he came home, inquiring for his lady, oh, the housemaid gave him this reply, "She's gone with the draggle-tailed gypsies, oh." Then bridle my milk-white steed, and saddle him so bonny, oh, that I may ride to seek my bride, who's gone with the draggle-tailed gypsies, oh. Then he rode all that dark night long, and passed them the next morning, oh, and there he saw his own true love, a-sitting with the draggle-tailed gypsies, oh. How could you leave your house and land? How could you leave your money? Oh, how could let you leave your new wedded lord to toddle with the draggle-tailed gypsies. Oh, oh, what care I for house and land? What care I for money? Oh, I don't care a fig for me new wedded lord. I'll toddle with the draggle-tailed gypsies. Last night I lay on a warm feathered bed, and me new wedded lord at me side, oh. And tonight I'll lie in the cold open field along with the draggle-tailed gypsies, oh.
Seven yellow gypsies all in a gang, and was none of them lame or lazy, oh. Sure, the fairest one is among them all, she is going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, will you come with me, my pretty fair maid? Will you come with me, me honey, oh? Sure, I wouldn't give a kiss of a gypsy laddie's lips, not for all our cash's money, oh. Oh, saddle for me, me pretty white steed, saddle him up so bonny, oh. So that I may go and find me on wedded wife, now she's gone with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, she rode west, but he rode best, until he came to Stradbally. Well, who should he find but his own wedded wife, she has gone with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, will you come with me, my pretty fair maid? Will you come with me, me honey, oh? Sure, I wouldn't give a kiss of a gypsy laddie's lips, not for all our cash's money, oh. What will you do with your house and your land? What will you do with your money, oh? Oh, what will you do with your two fine babes? Now you're going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, what will you do with your fine feather bed with the sheets turned down so bony, oh? Oh, what will you do with your own wedded lord? Now you're going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, what do I care for me house and me land? What do I care for me money, oh? And what do I care for me two fine babes? Now I'm going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, last night I lay on a fine feather bed with the sheets turned down so bonny, oh. But tonight I lay on a cold barren floor with seven yellow gypsies to annoy me, oh. Oh, will you come with me, me pretty fair maid? Will you come with me, me honey, oh? Sure, I'd rather get a kiss of a gypsy laddie's lips than you and all your money, oh.
Way out in old New Mexico, along the Spanish line, I was working for old Clayton Boone, a man well past his prime. Well, he rides in an ass of me, what's happened to my lady? I says to him, she's quit your range and runs with handsome Davy. saddle from me, the proud cut done with the coal black mane and tail. Point out to me them fresh lit tracks, and after them I'll trail. After them I'll ride. I'll buckle on leathern chaps, I'll tie my pistol lower. I'll step aboard that black strap dun and ride this whole world over. I rode upon a saddle fine, a saddle mane of silver. My bridle rein of beaten gold, not of your comb and leather. I rode until the midnight sun, till I see the campfires burning. I heard the sweetest mandolin and the voice of Davy singing, the voice of Gypsy Dave. Come home with me to your own sweet bed, the sheets turned down so gaily. Do not forget my silver and gold and your darling little baby, our little blue-eyed boy. Well, I'll not come home to my own sweet bed, the sheets turned down so gaily. I'll not forget your silver and gold and all for the love of Davy, but I can't forget my baby. Last night I slept with a mean old man in a golden room so stately. Tonight I sleep on the hard cold ground by the warm side of my Davy, and I'll ride along with Davy.
Skip Gorman and the Tale of Clayton Boone, a song descendant of Lord Castles, who was the first to lose his lady to the gypsies in the original Scottish ballad, long travelled through all these versions by Benji Kirkpatrick, Dolores Keane and Skip Gorman. The Thistle and Shamrock comes to you from Scotland. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Look online for a playlist of this week's programme, Music Migration, in a couple of days, and our music streams all the time of radio shows, and also our Thistle Radio music channel. It's all at thistleradio.com. You can also write for a playlist, enclosing a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Music has a tenacious spirit. It holds fast against tidal waves of change and adversity. To discover it, all you need to do is follow the song roots and the trails of melody. Here's Al Petaway with The Red-Haired Boy and Cold Frosty Morn. See you next time. Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Find out more about NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock and listen again online to radio shows and our 24-hour music channel. Our website is thistleradio.com. Connect via social media. On Twitter, I'm at Fiona Ritchie, or join me on Facebook at Thistle Radio. Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognising exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org, and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR Music.